Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 197, How to Fight Your Way Back to Health After a Bad Diagnosis, 11 Crucial Tips, Part 2, by Mary Yuksh of GoodLifeZen.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil. Hey, it's Tuesday. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best health and fitness blogs to you, sometimes with a little bit of commentary. And don't forget, I answer your questions every Friday. You can send one in at oldpodcast.com. If you do, you'll be entered into small, special raffles to win books from us. Today's post is a continuation from yesterday. On Monday, I started an article that's on the longer side, so I'm hoping to finish it up for you today. If you're new here or are kind of skipping around, I'd recommend listening to yesterday's post first. That's episode 196. And if you listen to episode 196, you'll get to hear me ramble on all about my diagnosis. Before I continue reading the post, here's your inspirational quote for today, which I think reflects this topic really nicely. Quote, "It is health that is real wealth, and not pieces of gold and silver." Mahatma Gandhi. And now, let's hear part two of the post as we optimize your life. How to Fight Your Way Back to Health After a Bad Diagnosis, 11 Crucial Tips, Part 2, by Mary Yuksh of GoodLifeZen.com. Tip number 5. Get and stay fit. A fit body is much more likely to heal than one that has gone to flab. Make sure you keep up a fitness routine, no matter what your condition is. Even if you're in a hospital and in a plaster cast from head to toe, set up an exercise routine for the only two fingers you can move. You need to be bloody-minded about this. Tip number 6, change to healthy nutrition. It's important to give yourself the best chance regaining your health. Good nutrition is hugely important. It pays to do some research about what kind of diet is best for your condition and which foods must be avoided. For example, if you suffer from rheumatoid arthritis, you might want to consider avoiding tomatoes completely. It's possible they'll make your condition flare up. Tip number 7, keep your mind active. It's easy for your mind to become preoccupied with thoughts about your illness and future prognosis. I suffered from that too. A couple of months into the diagnosis, I caught myself fantasizing about life in a wheelchair. So make sure that you have something else that fills your mind. Find out what your passion is. Take up something new that you love doing. Learn. Grow. Get the picture? Tip number 8, let go of negative thoughts. Negative thoughts hinder your recovery. Here's a simple way to deal with them. Wear a simple bracelet with beads strung on a rubber band. Whenever you notice a negative thought, change the bracelet to the other wrist. This will help you become more aware of how often this happens. Don't allow yourself to indulge in negative self-talk. Tip number 9, ask, how will this allow me to grow? Remember that everything that happens is a potential gift and can help us to grow as human beings. If you ask this question, you will find meaning in what is happening to you. Tip number 10, celebrate even the tiniest improvement. It's important to truly celebrate the steps of your recovery and improvement. It's like rewarding a dog for fetching a ball. Once they get rewarded, they'll keep on fetching balls for you. Same with your body. You are giving it a signal to keep on improving. Tip number 11, don't buy into the martyr story. You might hate me for saying this, but many people actually don't want to heal. I'll tell you how I know this. As you can imagine, whenever I meet someone who may be suffering from rheumatoid arthritis, I immediately tell them about the antibiotic protocol and implore them to try it. Well, the weird thing is that most don't. Many look at me with a little smile that implies, don't you know that this is the cross I have to bear? My suggestion is, forget about it. There is a much greater payoff from fighting your way back to health than there is from taking up the invalid's role. But what if the condition is terminal? Well, we all suffer from a terminal condition. It's called life. If I were to be diagnosed with cancer, I would follow exactly the steps above. And maybe I wouldn't be able to improve. Maybe I would finally die. So be it. But in the meantime, I would have used all my grit to fight back and to claim the maximum quality of life that I can. But what's a Zen view of illness? Shouldn't we accept things gracefully? Having said that, I'm not in denial either. I'm a realist. And I know that death will come at the end. When that last time comes, I'll try to go gracefully. But until then, I'll fight back. The most important thing when fighting your way back to health is to tap into the huge reservoir of strength we all possess. Chinese sages called it qi. In martial arts, it's called fighting spirit. It's the power that helps us survive. You can feel it deep in your belly. If you follow the tips mentioned, you will uncover and strengthen your life energy. And this power will help you to fight your way back to health. You just listened to part two of the post titled, How to Fight Your Way Back to Health After a Bad Diagnosis, 11 Crucial Tips, by Mary Yuksh of goodlifezen.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Sergeant and Mr. Smith, you're gonna love this house.
Bunk beds in a closet?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
I, of course, really like that Mary mentioned the power of good nutrition. She specifically mentioned how tomatoes, for some people, may need to be avoided. There's also this theory that nightshade vegetables, like tomatoes, like bell peppers, eggplant, those kinds of foods can help induce a flare-up in those with rheumatoid arthritis or even lupus. But it turns out when they studied this, that doesn't appear to be the case. Really, the best thing to do is know how your body responds to each food. If, after eating tomatoes, you realize that you tend to flare up, okay, absolutely avoid tomatoes. But for some, that may not be the case. And if they really love tomatoes, I would hate for them to miss out. Because rheumatoid arthritis and lupus, for that matter, are autoimmune conditions, meaning the body's attacking itself for some reason, and we really don't know why, one of the best things you can do is consider taking a turmeric supplement. For many of you, that may be a shock to hear that I'm actually promoting a supplement. But there's a lot of really good data about turmeric and how it can prevent flare-ups in those with autoimmune conditions. For those of you that don't know, turmeric is a spice. It's that bright, orangish, yellow spice that's found in a lot of Eastern foods like Indian food. And you can get it in supplement form. And of course, be sure to check that you're buying a pure supplement, relatively free of impurities, and you check with your doctor about proper dosing and or a dietitian. Now, like I mentioned at the top of the show, I answer your questions right here on the podcast every Friday in special Q&A episodes. You can ask anything related to diet, fitness, nutrition, stress management, and lots more. Just call and leave a message with your question. The phone number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Or you can also send in an audio question through our site, oldpodcast.com. That's a little more friendly if you want to do multiple takes and hear yourself before sending it in. And by the way, if you send in a question, you're entered into special raffles to win books every month from us. Plus, answering your questions is one of my favorite parts of this show. I hope you have a great rest of your day. Thank you, as always, for listening. Thank you for subscribing, and thank you for sharing this show with someone. I'll see you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.